All right, Greg, we are here at the final major, Blue Ridge Saddle. The sun is out, absolutely beautiful day. Beautiful view, got the Blue Ridge Mountains in the background. So, well, here we go, playing the blues today, about 6,700 yards. It'll be a good day, we'll check back in.
Before we get started, I want to apologize for our ad and audio clips, but we thought they were important to the show. Hope you enjoy. Let's go.
Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go.
It is time to recap the final major. Greg, the final major. How you been? It's been about a week since we have played. Let's not get too much into the round. We'll speak about that, but how you been?
I've been good. I've been good. Been staying busy. Lots of some PDs and some meetings for wrestling and a long honey-do list.
Yeah, it was. So for both of us, for people who don't know, for both of us, we actually had almost 5 work days off that wrapped around a weekend. So it's been a nice little fall break for us. And we are doing something a little bit different today. We are doing a daytime recording.
It's going to be, it's going to be a little bit different, obviously.
It's going to be a little different. We are
a little more proper, if you will.
A little more proper. We haven't quite tapped into our beverages as in normally when we do this. And our cameras are a little bit brighter. I could tell
they
with
are.
The sun. It's the first time I think we recorded with the sun out. A little bit different, maybe start a new trend. Maybe when we bring back season 2, starting with a new trend, trying to get some more daytime recordings in. Get us a little bit more locked and focused, a little more locked in on these ones. But yeah, just to recap our season, because like we've said, this is the final major. We had a World Series of Golf. We had 7 competitions. 6 of those were head-to-head. Where we played or met up at a course and we had different formats. I think some of our formats were 18 holes, some were 36 holes, some were on golf trips, some were local. But yeah, we had quite a few formats. What were the formats? Do you remember all of them?
Yes.
You do. So what were they?
Major number 1 was a 36-hole match play. Major number 2
was... That was at Myrtle Beach.
Yes, at Myrtle Beach. Yep. To kick off the season. I do believe that was our first pretty much rounds of golf of the season, really.
Yes.
Number 2 was during spring break when we met up halfway between my parents' house and your dad's house, and we played the modified Stableford. And then major number 3 was a net stroke play at Royal New Kent the day before to kick off Jen's Cup.
Yes, it was.
Major number 4 was a 36-hole match play between a home and home one. We played Pleasant Valley, and then the next day we played your good old
Stoneleigh.
Almost said Locust Hill. I'm already looking forward to Saturday. Then a major number 5 was a 18-hole Stableford again. That was modified Stableford. That was a lot closer than the first one, but still blew it up. And then we finished off with another 18-hole net stroke play.
Yeah, so not this one, but the last one was Shenandoah Valley. Did you see that thing I sent you today about Shenandoah Valley?
I did. I just saw that, actually.
So they are like, I guess they're crossing that street at that corner and playing 9 holes back there is what the way the map looked like. So that'd be something to try in the future, of course, as we continue to play. We like to go out there a little bit more affordable for some really nice courses. And then our final major, which we'll get to in a moment, capped off the kind of our golf season, although we got a couple more things going on afterwards, but capped up our golf season where we were setting our podcast set up around. But we also did a summer season, which consisted of 10 matches that we didn't play together, but it was our round of the week that we counted that went head to head. And that was stroke play or a net stroke play that you were able to take the victory in the summer season. And I was very fortunate to take the first 5 majors until we're up to this point at our final major. So hopefully everybody's caught up to date. You can tell a big trend, I do think, from pretty much the start to the end. We No, I say we have to say we've trended in a very competitive nature. I think we both started off all over the place, but then after, once we got back, I think from the spring break time, everything really was fairly close. And obviously it's golf, a couple holes there, a couple shots there, definitely swing different matches. And of all the formats we're playing, it's hard to tell how close we got maybe during the rounds, but yeah. So let's talk about it. Final major, the final competition of the year. Now, we did have a bet on all of our competitions, and that will be in our next, probably we'll talk a little bit more about in our next podcast and probably have some more updates on that. But we have a bet, and of course, obviously in a 7 competition series, I was able to win it or clinch it a while back, but we kept competing because that's what we do, right? I think if you are at the house right now, we compete how fast we can get our computer set up for our podcast, or who can cut the grass faster. I think that's just something we tend to have a lot of competitions.
Yeah, competition builds. Can't compete. You can't be an athlete.
Yeah, I think if you're going to do something, you try to do it the best you can. The final major. Spoiler, things did change in the direction that we were trending. As far as the golf, I think it was probably not our best golf.
Probably the worst major that we've had.
Combined. Yeah. Definitely combined. Because I think there's been stretches in each major that we both did play fairly well and were trending in a solid, but I think this is the first time we both were scratching our heads a lot and, oh my gosh, what's going on here?
It wasn't our best day on the course.
And yeah, we got a lot of clips that we'll feed in here and push through. So bear with us if it jumps to our clips because of the golf cart and the wind was blowing that day. Some may be tough to hear, but for us, let's jump forward. I think we both started off a little bit, not rough, but it was hard to get the feel of the golf course. We're playing at Blue Ridge Shadows, which we talked about before, is the 13th ranked course in Virginia. I think you thought it was in pretty good shape. I don't know if it was in bad shape. It definitely wasn't in bad shape. I just maybe thought it was going to be in a little bit better shape with all the courses that I have been able to get on. And it just seemed a little beat up to me, but it definitely wasn't in bad shape by any means. It was always nice. It's a very quirky type layout up and down on a mountainside, but great
lots
views.
Of like mind F tee shots. Cause you're never hitting like a flat tee shot. Everything is either uphill or downhill or like.
And you're hitting into banks too. Like you have to play it off the left side to bank back down onto one side. I actually think when I looked at it, we actually started out fairly similar through the first about 5 holes. I think you had a 1-shot lead. Now, we did this by net, and the quick way to look at it is that I had 12 shots to pick up on you. So looking at it, 6 per side, we were for about the first 5 holes, I think you were able to gain 1 more shot on me, and then I settled down, and you had a rough coming in.
All right, Greg, through 9 holes, how you feeling? Can't score. Not sure what's going on. I'm not hitting the ball horribly, but can't score.
I would say that is pretty accurate for both of us right now. Not upset with the way I'm hitting. I think I probably have maybe 1, maybe 2 swings back, but yardage is a little off. What about yours? Actually, it's not that bad. You got a couple in there pretty tight.
I mean, like I said, I'm pleased with how I'm hitting the ball, except for the 1 tee shot, the winner will be, but other than that, I mean, not really, I don't know, I just can't play it.
Yeah, so following Grant, not really looking at who gets pops or what, so I'm pretty sure you had 12 shots. 12 shots I had to make up on the day, and I've made up 5 through 9, so still got a little work to do. We both started off a little rough. I think we both kind of settled in a little bit here, but now comes the backup. We've got 2 groups in front of us here on the 10, so things are going to slow down just a touch.
And when we ended the front, I was at a score of a 43, and you had a score of a 48.
Yeah.
So with that 5 shots.
Had a rough 4 to 5 hole stretch.
Yeah, so I was able to cut it to about 1 shot. Now, if we're looking at 6 shots per side that I had to catch you with, I was able to cut it to 1 Yeah, we both had a triple bogey. We both actually were in the dead same spot on the first par five in that bunker. And we had some fits. And then I caught a flyer where I ended up hitting a six iron about 240 yards OB. Had to play the drop and all that stuff. So we ended up having a triple bogey to come in. And you had your eight and nine kind of put a little hurting on you, because I think you doubled eight and bogeyed nine. And I was able to go par to finish. So through nine, I shot a 43. I hit a total of one fairway.
Solid.
I did hit it through the fairway once or twice, but and still in pretty good spots. But I had one fairway and I had a total of four of nine greens and regulations, and I had 17 putts. So not a lot of, only one putt. So when you're not hitting greens and you're two putting, you're making a lot of bogeys. And like I said, I caught a flyer to make a triple. Yeah, I was able to cut it back to one. So I think I was trailing seven. But what are your numbers for the front side?
Just god awful. I carded a 48 on the front. I hit two of seven fairways. I was through one fairway, I guess you can call it.
Okay. But,
and I hit three of nine greens, which really not great considering two of those three greens that I hit, I three putted.
Hey, yeah, that did get you a little bit. You came in with 20 putts on the front, and that's, as we know, that's well above your norm. But I think both of us did the same, very similar things. When we missed the green, which obviously was quite often, we put ourselves in a tough chip shot. And when we hit a good chip shot, everything seemed to roll out.
Yeah.
Instead of being inside that 10 foot with, let's be honest, it's probably a 50% chance of making it, probably less that for us, that we wouldn't even really given ourselves a good opportunity to save an up and down. But when we were hitting greens, we weren't putting anything close to the pin.
Yeah.
So we were almost 40 plus feet at times. And I think that's what got me. I was hitting a bad chip and still being 20 feet away and trying to fight for bogeys, where at least I could have maybe had an 8 footer that I make a handful of times opposed to just two putting everything. And then like you said, the two you hit, I think on the very first hole, you hit a good shot and it rolled out in a bowl, out of a bowl. And then your first putt slid the ridge and you had still 15 feet coming back on your second putt. And then we're just, like I said, we're not going to score very well. But overall, I thought our contact, our ball striking really wasn't terrible. A couple bad bounces here and there, different type things. We just didn't help ourselves out. The whole theory of keeping the ball in front of you, we didn't. It maybe landed in front of us and then kicked right or left a couple times. But we wanted a competitive match. We have a competitive match. You right now have a 7-shot lead going into the back side. And it's your lead. Let's go ahead and hit the first couple holes in the back. We're not going to go hole by hole. Honestly, there were so many shots taken on a couple of these holes. I don't think we'll be able to catch all of them, but give a little 3 or 4 hole stretch there on how things were going.
Doubled a par three, hitting it over the green. Double bogeyed par, triple bogey, or is that a quad?
No,
it's triple, triple bogey, double bogey.
No.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, triple bogey, double bogey.
No. It's a double bogey, and then you had a plus five. That's the par three. We'll talk about the par three, because that one I had nightmares about as well on my car. So the 7-shot lead shrunk pretty quickly after the first four holes. And if I was playing remotely, I probably could have taken even up a little bit of a lead, but I kept it tight.
Through 14 holes, Greg, what's the update? I carded a plus five on a par three. Yeah. At that same time, I was a triple bogey, so that was one of our better holes of the day. I think it's pretty close.
We're grinding. It's neck and neck going through the last four holes.
It's the late season grind. We're definitely not playing our best. I wouldn't say we're hitting the ball all that poorly. It's just we're not scoring at all today. So it's a little bit of a fight. I think I am trailing by two. It comes down to it. But we'll keep grinding. We'll check up probably as we get closer to 18.
I wanted a competition going down the stretch. I was able to go par, bogey, triple bogey. And I think right then and there, that's four.
That lead was pretty diminished.
Yeah, maybe I did. I actually did. No, I didn't take the lead. It's pretty close. I think I cut it almost to where we were tied.
Yeah, we were tied going into 17.
Well, yeah, so we were. So through 15, I cut it barely close. And real quickly, let's talk about 12. Let's not talk too much because they'll bring up a lot of bad memories. But number 12 was a par 3. It's probably one of the prettier par 3s they have because the water's on the right side. We both did not like our golf ball, so we wanted to hit it into the water so we can play another one. So we started off with that. I think I chipped on and continued to 3-putt. And I think you chipped to the fringe. No, did you duff your chip?
Did, yes. Yes, I had a duff on that one.
And then you chipped on, but instead of a 3-putt, I think you had a 4-putt. You may have been on the fringe, but I think you wrote down.
I did have a 4-putt.
Now, we didn't 4-putt from 10 feet. We were like 70 feet from the hole. I think both of our chips went pretty much nowhere. Mine just happened to roll onto the green, and yours just was just short of the green. So number 12, if we took that hole completely off the golf course, we would have saved ourselves almost 14 shots there between the two. I'll give you 7, you give me 7,
That's
and
solid.
We take 7 shots off of our scores. I think we would be pretty happy with the overall.
I'd be very happy.
Next time, maybe we go to Blue Ridge, we only play 17 holes and we skip number 12. But yeah, that one made the match pretty close. And then we'll jump past 16 because that is where Greg, he did look for my old club that I left there like 10 years ago.
And he wasn't.
The only good part is why he was looking is because I did hit my ball up there and we were looking for my ball and the club at the same time. But I actually was able to chip in. Put in from off the green to save par. You made par.
No, I
made bogey. I'm sorry. And you made double. And you really didn't. You had a couple bad breaks. You had some shots that just went a little wayward. But we went into, that was 16. And yeah, I made par. You made bogey. And we went into 17 and we were tied.
All square.
Through 17 holes. No, through 16 holes. We're tied. It's been some ugly golf, but we're hanging around, making a lot of bogeys.
You're saving a lot more than I am.
But that's pretty what we're supposed to be doing. So hard to get up and down on this course, I'll be honest with you. Greens are pretty tricky. Firm. Hard to get any chips to hold. Definitely rolling out. So 2 holes to play. Kind of a short par 3 that's got water in play, and then short par 4 with water in the play, and then another short par 4 to end. Let's see who's got the best wedge, I guess. All square?
Best ball to go for the game.
Where to go for the game.
Going into 17. Now, 17 and 18 are pretty similar holes. 17 is a little bit of a dogleg right with water in play right of the fairway. 18 is a pretty much dead straight short par 4 with water through the fairway or like a creek per se. And I had the honor. And I would say I probably hit one of my best drives of the day. Dead straight, about probably 315, 320. But the problem was with the whole day, I had that dogleg right and I hit mine straight. Point usually hitting a cut most of the day, and I was in perfect shape.
Oh, yeah.
I ran through almost onto 18. I may have been on 18 fairway because it cuts back towards the clubhouse, but I only had 60 yards in, and that was just because I was left of the hole. I actually hit a really nice wedge,
and really, you even got a great shot from the crowd that was on with us.
Yeah, we did. We did have a couple people following us pretty tight there. It definitely wasn't our fault. There was 3 or 4 groups in front. But I, like I said, hit my best drive. You came up right behind me, and you not only hit your best drive, but you actually played the hole perfectly. You hugged that water line I think you may have bounced in between. There's about, what, 5 yards between the fairway and the water. You might have bounced either on the rough or right on the edge of the fairway, kicked really hard forward, and I think you had, what, 25 yards to the pin?
If even, yeah.
Yeah, so I was hitting not a full wedge, but hitting a full wedge shot where Greg was chipping. I didn't think I hit a bad shot to maybe about 12 feet. You hit your chip to maybe about, I don't know, 8 feet, maybe 6 feet.
I wouldn't give me eight. I'd give me probably 6 or 7 because I don't think I'm making a downhill slider from 8.
Maybe, but no, okay. I'd be have no problem with you saying 6 or 7 feet. It wasn't a 3-footer. It wasn't a 4-footer, but and it wasn't an easy putt. I just missed mine. I don't think it lipped, but it did burn the edge. And then I tapped in, and as much as we always root for each other, I had a feeling you were going to make it, and you did. You drained it.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, 6-footer. Greg puts it right in the throat to take
4 birdies.
To what I believe takes a 1-shot lead going into 18.
Unfortunately, trying to break 100 at the same time.
Yeah, we're not worried about that. It's competition day. It's scores are secondary. We're just trying to win the match. Got a short par 4. Intrigued on to see how this finishes. I just missed my birdie putt. I was about maybe 15 feet, give or take. Did hit a good drive on the last hole, on the wrong hole.
What a fairway.
It really was. They hit really well. Can't really not complain at all. But Greg's beautiful drive. Chip rolled out nicely for him and made birdie. So one up, 1-shot lead going to 18.
Go.
There we go.
So you birdied 17, and that gave you that 1-shot lead going into 18. Again, we told you guys this is probably our most competitive match, at least us knowing exactly where we were coming down the stretch. And man, we had to do a lot of counting because our numbers were high up there. 18, you teed off. I hit an iron. What did you hit?
I hit hybrid.
You hit hybrid. I think I hit either 4 or 5 iron. And I think I had you by about, what, 3 yards in front of you. You fell just right of the bunker, and I ended up rolling into the fairway bunker. I think I had about a 70-yard, maybe 80-yard.
Yeah, we were right around 70s.
70, 80 yards, and we both missed the green. I think you were in a much better spot. I was in the high thicket, but I wasn't that much further than you. I flew a little too far coming out of the bunker, but made a good chip from there. No, I made a kind of a rough chip from there, but made a good putt. I think I slammed the stick, tapped it in for bogey. The par would have been huge. You chipped. Yours ran a little bit out on you.
Yeah.
And then you hit the 2-putt, the cub back. You missed, but we both made bogey. And I don't know, Greg takes home major, the final major.
I played the role of Eli Manning against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I ruined your perfect season.
I already had. I lost the summer season, so it wasn't a perfect one. I get that. Yeah, in the majors, it would have been nice. It would have been nice. But yeah, you take away the last 2 holes. We played some decent golf coming in probably from 16, 17, 18. As far as it was, I think we both played 1 over in 16, 17, and 8. Yeah, we both played 1 over in those last 3 holes. And it was fun. It was great. But I got beat. I tried to think of different ways how I was going to explain how I lost. And I could sit here and tell you that I had bad break after bad break. But I didn't play the golf course because as much as we're playing each other, we are playing the golf course. The golf course got me. It got you a little bit as well, too. But it just got me a little bit 1 shot more. And I had chances. I think you had chances that we each could have ran away with this. But how's it feel, Greg? You are a major champion now.
Yeah, it was good. I'm like I said in the parking lot when we were talking afterwards, I would much rather play better and win a major than play like absolute crap and squeak one out. But you know what? That's for season number 2. I'm coming off a winning streak. I'm going into the off season with winning the last majors.
We've taken 2 of the last 3 competitions.
Exactly.
Right?
So it's just one of those things where I just got to keep it rolling. I got my Clistic being delivered today. I might be dangerous come next spring.
Yeah. I definitely think we will have another show where we wrap up the year and we talk about how we feel like we've done and everything. But the one thing we always wanted to go into, and if you click. And please go back, listen to episode 1 and 2. when we talk about our first major and how intense and competitive we are. We've definitely grown as competitors. We've definitely grown as golfers. We understand a little bit more. And the big thing we always said is we wanted it to be fun and be competitive. And even though the course beat us up a lot that day, we did have a good time. We had our drinks. I had our birdie juice out there. We even maybe fudged some birdie juices just to make sure we were taking a fair amount, but had a good time, but got beat. Great golf course, very quirky layout. Not something I'd always want to rush back to, but we'll definitely go back there and play again. They actually have some good little scrambles and some tournaments for two men that maybe, because I have some ideas for next year that maybe we start not just going head to head, but we start teaming up a little bit more as well too. Going
after that.
Yeah, I have some ideas. But we got a lot of work in the off season, and I do want to bring up something before we get into our next part and talk even more about the final major. Is we do have something exciting to announce. We have our website is up and running. Please check us out at fairwayfitgolf.com. It has a lot of good information. It talks a bit about who we are and what we try to promote as far as training for golf. It has some workouts on there. It has some practice sessions on there. And I think it's worth taking a peek. Please take a look at it. Let's follow us on social media. Something like we always said, we are trying to grow as our own little golf brand. And
give us hints. Give us what you want to see.
Yeah. And so we got a lot of work to do in the off season here. But I actually played a lot of golf over the last few days. And that first round of the week was our first day of our fall break. And I don't want to get too much into it, but my golf's has continued to be very similar to that day. I've put up some numbers very similar. My handicap did go up today. Again, I was talking to you through my round yesterday. I thought I figured it out. I've been grinding. I've actually had some grind sessions on the range, been putting. I haven't done as much chipping short game stuff, but I do hit a ton of wedges on the range. And I thought I was figuring some stuff out. And I think you were following me yesterday. My daughter and I walked over. She played nine holes with me. She actually finished the last four holes at two over. Had a couple bad holes. Just like a 52, I think. But she's definitely getting a lot stronger. Just learning to play golf. She's only played maybe 10 rounds her whole life. So she's still pretty pumped about it. But yeah, I had a really good, strong front. Hit the ball really well. I was super pleased. Shot a two over 38. And I had seven pars and two bogeys. And I really just, the only bogey, one of the two par threes in the front. Those are the two hardest par threes. The only thing I was a little upset, I had some birdie opportunities on three and five, which are both par fives, but I wasn't able to capitalize them to erase one of those bogeys. But pretty pumped. My daughter went home. I continued to the back, and I proceeded to go double, then a bogey, then a double, then a bogey, squeezing a par. Then I ended up doubling one more hole, shot a nice clean 45. I did finish par, which I guess that made me feel good to shoot an 83 after a rough week. Like I said, I tried to figure it out. And just like everybody with the time changing, the golf season's coming to an end. I was hoping to be on a more of a hot streak coming in into the end, but actually, what I'm doing now is erasing my hot streak from my rounds. So it could continue to jump as the week or a couple more rounds. I do have some weekends coming in. Playing during the week is going to be tough because we don't have any days off here shortly. But I don't think you were able to get out. Did you get out at all after we played?
No, I haven't gotten out at all.
Yeah, you need to play more golf. We need to go back to having that conversation where you need to make sure you're putting that time in. I know you're going to tell me I did all that range work and I still couldn't win, but you actually did all that range work and dropped your handicap almost seven shots. Yes, it went up seven shots, but it dropped seven shots.
I know.
You stopped all that range work and you're back trending like I am. Although I am putting range work in the wrong section.
I hit the range the other day, like not this break, but hit the range and I did. I will say this. I kept my promise. I arrived early enough to get an actual warm-up in on the range and on the putting green just to go out and shoot a 17-over.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
it was more than
like
that.
I said,
was it more than
I
that?
Got the clip.
I ended up with an 86.
So
what
I was
did 97. You end up with? 97.
Just squeaked under 100.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It was competitive. It was fun. Had a lot of fun. But let's talk about real quick about what's next. What do we got next? We got something pretty exciting next.
Gents Cup Fall Open.
The Gents Open.
The Gents Open, yes.
The Gents Open. Now, our buddy Brian, who was on, man, I don't remember quite what episode, but he was on with us to talk about the Gents Open and about how his golf trips have gone in the past, gosh, 15, 16 years that he's been going on them. He puts on what I had the luxury of joining. You joined last year, but it's the Gents Cup, which is a Ryder Cup format trip that he has traveled somewhat to Myrtle, some different areas. Check out that episode because it goes a lot into Brian. Brian's a phenomenal guy. I've had nothing but pleasure in him, and I get out to play with him as well and going on these trips. But he has been hounded on, it sounds like, for about putting on a second trip. And so he has put something together, which is this Saturday, probably about an hour away. Let's be honest. Probably it's not quite an hour for me, but probably about an hour away for you.
Yeah.
And it's just a one-day team event. And he called it the Gents Open. There's 24 of us meeting up on Saturday. Man, I am looking forward to it.
And we got all the details released except for teams. We haven't gotten matchups as far as who you're playing with, but we got all the information was released fresh off the press this morning. We will be playing still a Ryder Cup style event. It'll be 12 and 12. We have different captains as well for this event, and it is going to be a shamble. So that means that basically, for those people that don't know, both players tee the ball off, you're taking the best drive, and then both players play their own ball moving forward, and then they add their scores together. So you have to make sure that you're keeping it in play, and it's not a scramble where your shot never counts. It's just basically, you got to finish the hole.
Yeah, which I like. I thought it would be cool if he somehow worked in like head-to-head. We broke off maybe after nine holes and it was like the 1-on-1 match play for the rest of the nine holes. Or heck, even if you played the shamble for 12 holes and then you went the 1-on-1 that way. Just to break up, because we are only doing the one round. But in all reality, with the way that the sun goes down so much earlier, one round is pretty much all you can get in a lot of times right now. We're traveling to a pretty good golf course in West Virginia called Locust Hill. Again, another course that I have. And I don't think we have played it more than a handful of times, yeah. But we have gone out there once or twice. I have another good friend who's a member there that I used to coach golf with. And me and him have played there a handful of times. So looking forward to it. Next time, we'll have a little bit more detail for you. But outside of that, we have the Gents Open coming up next week. Then I believe in about 3 weeks, we have the Turkey Shootout, which we're doing a little bit different this year. We have actually got our own teams. So instead of being a four-man team, we got our own teams. I was able to put...
Once again, let's get one last little competition in before the end of the season.
I'm good with that. I'm good. I do, like I said, I do have some visions next year that instead of being against each other, we start pairing up and going after some people, but we'll worry about that.
Well, we are on the same team for the Gents Open. It just,
yeah, but we don't know if we're playing
again. We have not been paired up yet.
Yeah, I haven't, no. I wouldn't mind. I saw how many bullets you're getting. I could use some as well, too. Yeah. But yeah, we have the Turkey Shootout, which is when Greg will be on Team Ricky, and I have my team with three of my friends, including my brother, which might be on the podcast here sometime soon with us. So you may get to hear. You've heard about him, but now that he's back, he's got some good things going on in golf as well, too. He has our winter practice facility almost done for us. We may be doing some recordings over there. Haven't quite figured that
some
one out.
Sunday, you just said some Sunday live sessions.
Yeah. So just throwing out there some of these great ideas we have. We have not obviously put anything in place yet, but that is definitely a possibility once it gets up and running. I saw it on Halloween. We went over there. It's a little tight. He says it's perfectly fine. I told him he might want to pad the ceiling if I get a high follow through or something, but with a driver. But he did remind me because he listened to episode 22. He is taller than you.
Man.
He said by 3 or 4 inches.
No
I was like,
chance.
Easy there.
Three
I
or four like, inches? Easy there. Absolutely
yeah.
not.
And then he did send me, we were talking about St. Andrews, and he was sending me some stuff about that, how you take that turn that I was talking about, one of my favorite moments. But yeah, he was like, he texted me right away. He goes, oh yeah, I'm taller than Greg. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he reminded me that we're standing back to back here on
Turkey Shootout.
Let's do it.
We'll post the picture on our social media, November 30th. Who's taller, me or Brad's
23rd.
Brother?
I think it's the 23rd.
That's right. It's 23rd. I'm gonna be 30th.
So, 30th, yeah.
A couple more times.
But, yeah, I did too. I think there's a turkey shootout here at my course. I'm going to try to get to. Basketball starts up next week. So it does leave weekends because games don't start until the December time. And I know you're about to jump full swing in about 10 days next week. About a week.
Yep.
Yeah, about a week. You're about to start full swing into your coaching. I am not coaching basketball, which as of now, there's a chance, but as of now, I'm not. We got a lot coming up next. We
didn't have you back after the throwing the chair incident.
That was 2 years ago. No, I was 2 years ago. I was only suspended for that 1 year.
Fair enough. Choking.
No. My wife coached last year, so I did not coach. But yeah, we probably got a couple more episodes to go and got a lot of ideas for next year. But yeah, check us out, fairwayfitgolf.com. Sign up for the email list down at the bottom. It lets you know when things get posted or dropped on an earlier stage. Check us out on our social media. We're trying to still post. We do get wrapped up in our lives, so we try to still post on what we're doing and quite a bit. And I don't know, Greg, major champion. Greg, do you got anything to say?
No, I'm looking forward to going out and winning another Gents Open for the team that I'm on. And I'm hoping I have a better showing this weekend than I did last week. So
yeah, I'm excited to see who we get paired up with. I didn't look too much details on teams. I saw the team captains changed, and I've heard a little bit of why, but not quite sure. But yeah, got nothing else here. It was a great time last weekend. Like I said, the course maybe got the best of us both, but you did take home the W. That sits our overall World Series at a 5-2. Rate. And man, I don't know about you, but I have already got my head turning for next year and getting on things. I could tell you right now, major number one will be at the end of March, as we'll be down headed back to Myrtle once again, and should be a good time. Got anything else?
Nope. As long as a major number one is not a folds for honor, fall in a hole type day.
I almost tore my ACL that day.
I would also love for it to not rain a bunch when we're down there.
Yeah, I agree. That and hopefully have some motorcycles that we're riding around on during the course. But I appreciate everybody listening. Like I said, check us out on our new website that is up and running, fairwayfitgolf.com. Check us out on our social medias. But yeah, man, everybody fight strong, and we'll see you at the ninth event at 9.